and welcome to MFR Farming for Thursday. I'm Richard Jones, and today the news is that supermarket giant Sainsbury's has announced that they are going to fall in line with what's already expected from them and only use eggs from cage-free hens, whether that's in own brand foods or whole shell eggs. It's a move which will up the game for other supermarkets out there, but they've all still got a long way to go to beat some of our local MFR area producers who are totally free-range and organic to boot. Also in the news, sheep and beef prices are likely to remain firm in 2012 as demand from emerging economies around the world grows steadily against the backdrop of tighter supplies. That's according to the International Meat Marketing Review, and that would appear to be the case at Dingwall sheep sales yesterday, with some good figures recorded for the 1,800 plus animals on offer, with ewes at up to £138 and averaging £72 on the day, and lambs averaging close on £67 going up to £93 tops recorded for Texel crosses from Ballacragan. Now, turning to dairying, the market for milk right across Europe is still far from where it should be, according to SNP MEP Alan Smith. He spoke to us from Brussels last night about his disappointment at the lack of written contracts for those milking the cows.
The milk market is just not working. We've seen a 7% drop in our national herd in Scotland alone since 2007. Now, those numbers are replicated across the whole of the EU, and the Agriculture Committee came up with a good package, pretty much all of which have been thrown out by the council. But the package we have before us today is really watered down, really wishy-washy. It's not going to solve the problem. And I find that very disappointing, because we do need urgent action on that. And this is one of the things about the milk market that just staggers me as a former lawyer myself. If you don't have a written contract, then how can you have clarity going forward about how to run your business? But what we did do in the Agriculture Committee was to make the contracts mandatory across the EU. Now, that would seem common sense to most people, but apparently not to our member state governments, not least the government of the United Kingdom has said already that it will not make contracts mandatory. NFU Scotland has come up with a number of very workable proposals, but you need legal certainty about how much money you're going to be able to charge per litre of milk. Now, presently, many of our producers simply don't have that.
And Alan Smith is absolutely right. It is crazy to producing milk without a mandatory written contract for where it's going to and the price. But that's not only the case for milk. A lot of food is sold that way too. But with that thought, I'll leave you for today. Be back tomorrow, 6:40 and 12:40, with more MFR Farming.